Sandy West, S-A-N-D-Y-W-E-S-T, 1024-72. Ma'am, there's a couple of extra ones. One second, please. LHF is Hilton Estes. Let's see, she's, today is 11-14, 1024-72, 52-year-old woman comes in today with complaint of shortness of breath. The shortness of breath has been going on for over a month. Period. In the paragraph, she's been having severe vasomotor symptoms, crying spells, anxiety, anxiousness. She did have a hysterectomy years ago. A right ovary partially was left behind, but she's 52 now, and she definitely is suffering from postmenopausal symptoms. COVID immunization, non-medication. She was taking a blood pressure medicine, but she took herself off of it, just taking vitamins now. Surgery, hernia, hiatal hernia surgery, hysterectomy, C-section. Pregnant three times, lost one baby during pregnancy, has two children, drinks very little, doesn't smoke at all, married 13 years, works in a data entry, has two children, medical problems, hypertension, non-compliance, allergy, aspirin, family history of coronary artery disease, mom died of heart attack, dad died of cancer, and aunt had breast cancer. That's why she keeps up with her mammogram. The mammogram is due in December. And also, maintenance exam, colonoscopy is up to date. On exam, 205 pounds, 100%, 97.6, 20, 83, 160 over 91. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to JVD's skin shows no rashes on the coast with energy, which is called non-focal. Lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT. Echocardiogram, totally normal. EKG within normal limits. Lab work ordered. Put down left ear, appears slightly red. Hypertension, start metoprolol succinate, 50 at bedtime. Number two, Premarin 0.625 once a day. I told her that I do not like to prescribe Premarin. Bioidentical hormones is the way to go. But given her severe symptoms, I think she deserves something quickly to get rid of her symptoms. So Premarin 0.625 will be prescribed for the next month or two till I get her to Nobigen. And furthermore, I feel comfortable doing that because we're going to control her blood pressure with medication, and her mammogram is up to date, and she doesn't have any uterus to worry about uterine cancer. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, gallbladder looks good. Next number, otitis media. Next number, add Z-Pak. Next number, history of hiatal hernia. Next number, may take GERD medication. Next number, over-the-counter like Prilosec. Next number, her EKG, as I said, is normal. Next number, she has no evidence of PE. Next number, O2 sides, 100%. Next number, symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath have been going on for over a month. Next number, I don't see any reason for her to go to the emergency room at this time, but if she gets worse, she needs to go to the emergency room right away. Next number, carotid stenosis, minor. Next number, no DVT or PVD in the upper or lower extremity. Next number, no evidence of renal hypertension. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, increased weight of 40 pounds. Next number, we'll talk to her about losing weight, diet, and exercise as soon as we get the blood pressure under control. She might be a candidate for GLP-1. Next number, no evidence of aortic aneurysm. Next number, check FSH, LH, and estrogen. So patients can take it to her OB-GYN for hormonal for HRT with bioidentical hormones at a later date. Thank you. Next number, also add cortisporin aortic suspension to the ear infection that she's having on the left side, along with the Z-Pak. Next number, thank you.